I'm very happy now to welcome Anne Armbrecht. She is the co-producer of the film Newman, The Nature of Plants, which is screening as part of the Santa Fe Film Festival this coming Saturday at 4:45 at the Screen. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, thank you very much.
This is a film about plants and in large part about plant medicine as a true alternative to allopathic medicine. Were there experiences that you had with plants that led you to make this film?
Yes, actually, when I came back from Nepal, which is what the memoir that I spoke with you about before was about, I started studying with Rosemary Gladstar, who's a really well-known herbalist in the whole, and based in central Vermont where I live. And I was interested in studying using plants as medicine, but I also was struck by similarities in how at the heart of traditional herbal medicine was some of what I'd encountered in Nepal, mostly the sense of acting with limits in relationship with the natural environment, that you're interacting with an entity you can't control, and so a sense of respect and restraint that came from that, and how Rosemary talked about the plants and using plants as medicine. It wasn't just an object to consume. It was something much deeper than that. But then as I got to know more about plants and the business of herbs, which is a huge, you know, multi-billion dollar industry, I was also struck by how some of that respect was being lost in the commercial commoditization of plant medicine. And so that led me to first do a research project with United Plant Savers and then do this film to really bring the values at the heart of traditional herbalism to a larger audience. And the first project was interviews with herbalists that then I was trying to write in my own words. And I realized that film would be a much more effective medium because it would let the plants especially speak for themselves, as well as the herbalists.
There's some wonderful time-lapse plant-growing photography. I mean, in a way, I don't know what it is. You just can't get enough of that stuff, even though you've been seeing it on National Geographic for years. Watching plants grow the way they do is just so magical.
Yeah, that footage is amazing.
The respect and restraint that you were talking about that you learned in Nepal and that you found in traditional herbalism as a way of life, that goes far beyond the practice of herbalism, I take it. It's a way of living that goes through all of life and all of one's connection to nature.
Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're trying to say in the film, that plants and plants as medicine are a doorway into that. You know, there's lots of other doorways in. Often, like a health crisis can be a time when people are really open to seeing things in a different way, breaking out of old habits, and that sort of thing. And so that's why plants and plants as medicine in particular seem a particularly important way of thinking about larger issues about our relationship to the earth and change, you know, living in less destructive ways and all that sort of thing.
As a society, and you show this in the film, we're coming back to herbalism to some extent after a period of decline in herbal medicine in favor of allopathic medicine. And there are some interesting examples in your film of people who were able to treat their conditions with herbal medicine more effectively than with allopathic medicine. What are some of the conditions that people are actually using plant medicine for very effectively?
What we're trying to say in the film is really what Dr. Tirona Lodog says is that she totally supports biomedicine, or she supports allopathic medicine, that she's outraged at the illusion it's the only form of healing. And what the film's really trying to say is that, especially for preventative medicine or chronic conditions, herbs can really give people simple, low-cost tools, things like asthma. Right now, the whole discussion or sort of panic about this H1N1 and how the vaccine is the only way to prevent that. There's so much more we can all do to take care of our bodies and educate ourselves about how to take care of our bodies. And there are all these weeds growing in our backyards that we can use to make medicines that don't replace allopathic medicine, but let us save more potent medicine for when we really need it.
I was watching it and I was thinking, oh yeah, I know this. And then I was thinking, well, of course I know this because I live in Santa Fe. And yeah. In Santa Fe, I think a lot of people have kind of navigated their own way, and everybody individually or just through talking to each other or using the internet, whatever, and figuring out when they need allopathic medicine and when they would be better served by Chinese medicine and plant medicine and so on. There is a strong New Mexican connection in the film. Tell us about some of the New Mexican people who are in it.
Kenny Ozabel, the founder of Bioneers, is a big part of the film. And that's both because he was incredibly articulate about a number of the issues, but also we really tried to put traditional herbalism in a larger context of ecological medicine, the idea that we can't be well till the planet is well. And he's been a real leader in that field. And then we also interviewed Dr. Larry Dossey, who lives in Santa Fe, and Tirona Lodog, who at the time was in outside of Tucson, but has since moved to Santa Fe.
You said a moment ago that there is now this huge multi-million dollar herbal medicine industry, and that in some ways parts of it are not being as respectful of the planet and of the earth that they're harvesting from as they could be. What are some examples of that?
I want to say what we tried to do in the film was less attack the herbal industry and more interview people from companies that we think are being responsible, are really paying attention to where they source their medicine, paying attention to organic versus non-organic, how much people are compensated along the whole chain from harvesting to the finished product. So that's what we were trying to do, rather than getting into, you know, how supplements are processed. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff you can dig out on the internet. It also seems like right now in the country, there's so much about, like, food and the negative, you know, everything about industrial food production, and as a way of getting to local food and positive things that are being done. We really wanted to put the emphasis on the positive things with plant medicine that are being done, so that rather than feeling deflated after watching the film, that there's a sense of celebration from the beauty of the plants and empowerment about what you can do yourself and that sort of thing.
Anne Armbrecht is co-producer of the film Newman, The Nature of Plants, which is screening this Saturday at 4:45 at the Screen on the campus of the College of Santa Fe. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed talking with you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. We're podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.